Magic.
Can you say hi to Gail? Hello, Miss Gail.
He was doing that. Oh, I'm not on video yet. Sorry. There we go. Pay attention. Oh, man.
Well, are you okay?
Yeah, it's muggy this morning, and I need to turn the air conditioner down because 74 and a higher humidity feels a lot hotter than 74 with normal humidity, so.
Oh, yeah. Come here. You coming?
Oh.
We
How
go.
are you guys today?
We're good. We're good. We've already been to the vet's office.
Uh-oh. Just routine, I hope.
Just to pick up a flea and tick pill. I get them by the month because it makes me get out.
Ah, I
They're so nice down there, so it's nice to go see them. And it's really not too far out of my way if I'm doing a grocery pickup. It's only a couple more miles. So, and we got to weigh him because I thought he'd put on at least the pound that he lost originally.
hear you.
He's still at 11, 11. He may have put on a few ounces, but he hasn't. He was over 12 pounds. He's like 12, 6 when he got sick, a year ago. And then he lost that pound, a pound then. And then when he didn't like the food I was feeding him, he lost another pound. I thought he was
That's a
eating.
lot on a little dog.
It is a lot. It is a lot. I mean, I don't feel his bones anymore, and his tummy's feeling, pretty, he's I just thought he was putting on way more weight. And so I was getting concerned I'm feeding him too much and it was going to be a fight to give him less. Because even now, when I think I've overfed him, 15 minutes later, he wants a freaking snack, And if I don't give it, don't give it to him, things get ugly for everybody. And if I'm on the phone with Landon, somebody will say, "Would you just give him another snack?" You're going to give in and give it to him. Just go get it for him now. And like he was crying the other day, and Landon said, "Jim, I think that Magic either needs to go out or he wants a snack." He wants a snack, but he just had one, So anyway.
He's not big on delayed gratification, is he?
No, he's very opinionated and he wants it and he wants it now. But, for the most part, he doesn't say much any other time. So I guess I'm making the snacks are dehydrated chicken. So I have to cut it really thin and then it cooks, for 8 or 10 hours, depending on, how many's in there. And so it's an all day thing. But anyway, we need to make some more snacks. I had some music playing and now it's somebody talking. Let me turn that off. Sorry. But you,
Oh.
how are you doing?
Well, let's see what happened yesterday.
You got overwhelmed with A. Weber. It was
Yeah, and I don't know if I told you that the screws that held the top of my dishwasher into the counter had fallen out or broken or something. Anyway, my handyman finally made it over last night and got it, because of course I had it was full when I figured out what was going on, so I had to unload. I was only washing what I absolutely needed by hand because I hate hand washing. But anyway, he got it fixed, and he fixed a couple other things while he was here, so that was nice.
Oh, good.
But we were doing dishes late, and it was like 11:30 before I turned the light out, which is not good.
Oh my, that is late for you.
Yeah, but at least I slept till 5:30, so that was, 6 hours, I guess. So anyway, the dogs are doing well. Magic, yeah. William's allergy rash is flaring up. The grass is all over the place, and it's blooming, and or it's the pollen that's out, and He's running through it. So I have to remember to wipe his belly down with a damp cloth when he comes in, as well as their feet. So I remember today, but Rachel in her last treatment let me know that it wasn't the leg that was itching. The citrus thing is fine. It's the allergy rash. So
Oh, okay.
I'm really glad he's forgotten about the leg thing. So that's
Well,
progress.
yeah, there you go. There was something released in the air here this morning that if I leaned over, my nose would start running, you know, and I was doing a lot of sneezing. And whatever that was, it seems to be a little bit better now, thank goodness. Because I still have to bend over.
Yeah, we do.
So did you listen to Sterling?
On
His
Sunday.
did you? I haven't listened to it. Did he say anything about Skinwalker Ranch? Do you
I don't
remember?
remember. Now he thought that something big was going to happen with the government this week, and the other psychic I follow was like, he was vanished for 3 days or 4 days, and so there was people were pre another psychic was predicting that he was on death's door, and everybody was wondering, but he showed up, so it didn't happen. But Sterling says that's not going to happen, that he's going to get ousted and flee to Saudi Arabia. So,
Oh, did he
yes.
say that?
Yeah, and escape justice. So,
Whoa. Well, you know, he's been making friends with them over there. Wow. Wouldn't that be something? I read an article that was written by a guy who worked on The Apprentice in the beginning, and the NDA had expired. And he was dishing on how the building was terrible. It was supposed to be, you know, this Trump Towers or whatever, and it's supposed to be really, really nice. The only nice parts are what they had upgraded for the show.
For the studio, yeah.
Yeah, so for people to see, because the rest of it was awful, like slumlord stuff. And that they made him through that show, that's what made him so popular with people, was that show and how he regretted that. So anyway, that was interesting. I only watched that show once, I think. Did you ever watch
No.
it? Fred was watching it, and I was standing there, so that's how I watched part of it. But I couldn't sit there and watch that all the time. I mean, that was no, I don't think so. But anyway, the reason I ask about Skinwalker Ranch, they did the finale was on Tuesday night, and I got to watch it yesterday, and they had it was interesting because they weren't really at the ranch. They had done an experiment a couple of episodes ago that was significant and done testing on the particles that they'd gotten out of the mesa. But anyway, they were in this guy, the guy who owns it, in his conference room with a bunch of other people who are way up in the military who had worked on all these other UFO, UAP task force and stuff. And it just it surprises me we're gonna have to wait till next year, but it does really look like that the revelations that they explore, that they experience on Skinwalker Ranch could be a huge opportunity in sharing with the public, you know, the aliens, technology. That's one of the things they started talking about was the technology. The technology, just those little pieces they found in the mesa are so far above what we have, even through the military, that being able to reverse engineer it could be amazing. And next year, they're putting up a satellite that's specifically for Skinwalker Ranch. So they'll be able to get data from observing the ranch through this satellite. It's going up with a rocket, or a spaceship, or what, I don't know what you would even call it. I don't know if it's, I think it's soon, like this year, and they will deploy all these different satellites while they're up there. And one for Skinwalker Ranch is going to be one of them. It looks like a PC with wings, is what it looks like,
Satellite?
I'm sorry.
A satellite?
Yeah, this satellite does. It looks like a PC with solar wings on the sides of it. That's, I mean, and they kind of look like wings. I was like, whoa. I would not have thought that that's what it would look like. I don't know what I thought it would look like, but that
Well,
was what.
still, you still think of Sputnik and the Gemini capsule, you know? I had the pencil sharpener of the Gemini capsule.
But anyway, I thought that I'm excited to see that because of this show bringing it into the homes of millions, as a normal thing that's happening, not to be afraid. So that I think that will be really cool. That would be really cool. So anyway, but we're here to talk about you. Not
Well,
aliens.
it's been real funny. Yesterday's was worse than today, but it was like I was stuck in high gear, and I had to force myself to do the deep breathing, and it was an effort, and it wouldn't go away. And this morning I've had, it's not much, it's not bad right now, but I've had, some smaller episodes, but it's very disconcerting to not be able to interrupt that cortisol rush and to have to force a deep breath. So I don't know what that's all about.
Well, there's been some huge solar flares on the sun that should have been hitting us yesterday, I think. The stuff that pops up in my feed about the Schumann resonance are, well, they're showing like big white lines in it, and they're calling that, a time jump, whatever that means for whoever's listening, I guess. So when you were having these experiences, were you feeling a heightened energy in your body, or were you just realizing that you were breathing so shallowly that you
No,
were
it was
possibly
a force. It was a force. It was a
really?
cortisol. Not a force, but it was like there was definitely more. It was chemical.
Chemical. Okay. And what was happening when you were experiencing this?
Pretty much all day, cooking, sitting at the computer, whatever I was doing.
So nothing out of the ordinary.
Unless I was just anxious looking, feeling like I had a lot to do, but it was that could, I mean, I don't remember exactly the, I'm not in it right now, so I can't compare it to what that feels like, but it was really noticeable.
Okay. So nothing was happening that was making it happen. You were just realizing that that's where you were. And then taking the deep breaths was challenging.
Yeah, it wasn't really, it wasn't doing the get me out of it. It was past the point where that was getting me out of it.
So what did you end up doing?
Just kept at it. And then I'd get distracted and not pay attention, and then I'd notice it again.
Okay. Interesting. Were you feeling any kind of overwhelm per se of, or was that kind of, has that kind of been a theme because you had 5 days of company and things were, there was a lot going on in the last 5 days for you
That had that,
personally?
and then there's just so much to do. I started looking for things for the talk, and the resources that I thought were going to be helpful, there's nothing in them. So here it is Thursday, and I'm not really gotten a handle on what I'm going to do. And then next, for a week from tomorrow, is the beginning of the retreat. So we need the services planned for the next 3 weeks, because I won't be here to do the I'll be leaving from Manuka straight to church on that Sunday, and then the weekend after, we will be up in Bellingham, and we'll get back Saturday. So there's just that's a lot coming.
Are you respond now? You're doing the talk this weekend, but when are you doing the talk again?
Oh, not for another month.
Okay. So you're not gonna have to do the talk the weekend after,
No,
or
no.
when you go to
Hang on,
Bellingham.
let me
Okay.
tell her I'm on a call.
Okay.
Hey, Paulette, I'm on a call. Can I call you back? Thanks.
Okay. So what was your talk going to be about? Because I know you were kind of excited about doing it.
Integrity.
Integrity. Okay.
And I mean, there's plenty of stuff around. It's just not where I'm not finding the resources within Unity, but I haven't searched online either. So I just
Okay.
had some books that have topics, and then it refers you to what the different Unity leaders have said about it.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sure that there's lots of stuff about integrity. And then Reverend Carey did give me the title of a book that it's not in stock anywhere, so I'll have to get the Kindle. But I will get that today.
Okay, so are you feeling like you've got kind of gotten a handle on that and just need a few minutes to put it all together?
A few hours.
Well, I wasn't gonna go that far. Yeah, I totally get that. Okay. All right. So how are you? So you said that like right now you're doing well. You don't have
Well, I've got a low level of it,
low level of it. Okay.
which is kind of like where my baseline has been, for my life. But I had actually been lower than that lately. So
Okay.
breathing, deep breaths do take care of it now.
You try the Chaos Flush yesterday?
I did not. I think I did it once, but I didn't think of it while, like, I was cooking or doing laundry or dishes or anything.
Okay.
I did. I see the note and I do it while I'm at my desk, but I don't think of it other times.
Okay. Well, when and you what you would really like, your ideal would be to not have that in your body at all, right? Okay. And how close do you think you have come to that?
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, where 0 was where I started, I'm maybe a 4. Sometimes higher, sometimes lower, but I think that's my baseline's probably moved up to a 4.
Okay. So what would it feel like if it was, if all the anxiety was gone?
Oh man, I would have a soft belly and I'd be breathing without thinking about it. And my digestive system would be behaving and my solar plexus would be relaxed. But the main thing that, the feeling of cortisol and the clenched stomach are kind of the trigger, what I notice.
Okay. So that's how your body would feel. How would your emotions feel?
Yeah, peaceful and happy. That's my baseline, and I can tell when I'm stressed because that's not my baseline.
Okay.
I need to get back in touch with my doctor. She had asked me to give her an update on how I was doing with the increased dose of my antidepressants, and I tried cutting back a little bit and it did not work. So I need to let her know that for now I still need it.
So have you had an opportunity. Now, I know you've had a lot going on the last with the company and everything. There was probably little to no time to do any kind of meditations, anything like that.
Not formal, but little bits of it, like the concentrated breathing. And I have been at my craft table, which is sort of like a meditative activity. I only missed one day of that.
So in the say in the last month, what supports you the absolute month to feel that peacefulness?
Well, the rest and snuggling with the dogs, the time in the morning to just wake up slow, time at the craft table, having a routine is really helpful. And that's one of the things when Reverend Carrie was here was the routine got all messed up. So the meds were off for both me and the dogs, and it's just it's yeah, I can just tell I love my routine and it's really healthy for me.
So the time you spend with the dogs, you hold that peaceful state and you can feel.
Unless William's getting into trouble.
And when you're at your craft table, you feel that peaceful joy. There's not anxiety that it's messy or anything like that. You're just in the flow of
Sometimes there's anxiety
it's.
when I can't find what I want. And I, because I have a limited time, it's like I only have an hour. So that can be frustrating when I can't find what, but mostly I just go with the flow and.
So when you're with the dogs and you can achieve that peacefulness and that confidence and that empowerment and that gratitude feeling, that lovely bliss feeling with them, and you're doing your craft table and you can achieve that wonderful blissful feeling. When you get up and you leave those things and you go on with other things in your day, are you able to take those feelings with you, or does it change pretty quickly?
I have not paid attention, so that is something to notice.
Because the most we want to achieve that state of peacefulness. I mean, that's something that you've talked about forever, is achieving that peacefulness within you. Once we get there, we want to take that with us. That needs to be our operating system of feeling that peace. There's no anxiety running in the background. There's no, oh, I didn't get this done. There's no overwhelm. There's no stress in the background. We want to achieve that state of bliss and peacefulness and then take that with us for, the rest of the day, and making that our default even in our subconscious. So if something happens, it's easy to default back to if we're not consciously thinking, because we're able to default back to that. You've already started training yourself that you catch yourself feeling the energy and you start to default into the things that you do. You take the deep breaths, so you're creating that as a new habit in the way that you live. And that's who you are. That's a part of your life now, is taking those deep breaths and managing it and getting it back under control. But when we can achieve that state of peaceful bliss and then take it with us to the point of where, like, how many hours would you say you're awake during the day?
Well, if I'm sleeping six, that means I'm awake, what? Six, 18?
Okay.
Or is there more? Six times four is 24.
Four. Yeah. So 18, if you're if
Yeah.
okay, let's just go with 15. Even if you're at 15 hours that you're awake during the day. You got an hour at the craft table. You got maybe what we'll say roughly, just for giggles and grins, we'll say an hour with the dogs. So you've got 15 hours and you got 2 hours of bliss. That leaves 13 hours of what's your energy then? And you're catching yourself with the breathing, which so you're being able to take control of that, taking that awareness a little bit further to, okay, all right, I'm feeling this energy right now, and being able to use, we've got to develop a tool that helps you get back into that blissful feeling like you have with the craft table and the dogs, so that that becomes your new normal. And when that happens, I'm not crazy about that this is how it happened, but like walking into that spider web the other day, I had no adrenaline rush.
Which is really awesome.
That was amazing. I mean, when I realized that, that's when I started laughing. I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't have an adrenaline rush. When that dog came after me in Magic, I didn't have an adrenaline rush.
Wow.
I did not have an adrenaline rush. Everything, I mean, I can still see that dog coming at us, and but awareness just kicked in. It was just awareness and knowing what to do, you know, getting him up off the ground. And it's crazy how I had these clarity of thought moments. You know, it wasn't just react, it was thinking, okay, getting him up off the ground and turning around so that I could control him better. So he, because when he sees what's going on, it's harder to control him.
Absolutely.
But no adrenaline rush, which also kept me from saying terrible things to people, probably. Oh, but so then when things happen that, you know, well, okay, for instance, when I first moved here, if I'd walked into that spider web, I mean, I'd have been peeling off clothes, you know.
Hopping in the
So
shower.
oh, yeah, way before when I was still outside. Been there, done that, it's not any fun. But because I sustain a peaceful state, probably 14 of my 15 hours,
Wow.
it takes work, it takes diligence, it takes, and I shouldn't even call it work. It takes wanting that more than the anxiety.
And it takes practice, if not
Yes.
work,
It takes
practice.
repeating you, because we're building a new habit. It becomes a habit. It's a new lifestyle. But having those kinds of things happen showed me that how much more control I have over outside stimulants. Now, something did happen, and I can't even remember what it was because I got it under control really quickly. Something else happened that I did feel the adrenaline rush. I can't remember what it was, but man, I started chaos flushing that out and moving back into the state of being that I really wanted to be in. And now I can't even remember what it was. But it had to been really significant to walk into a spider web and have a dog start to attack us, and I didn't get an adrenaline rush.
Yeah, that's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, so you're moving there and you're so much closer than you were before. But it does come with awareness. And then, you know, even if you're on a deadline, you know, some we have to figure out how to turn off the emergency of I got to
And
get this.
music can really help.
Oh yes, absolutely. Especially if you're listening to the same music, because then if you can't listen to the music, you can think about it and it will
Yeah.
support you to move back into that homeostasis state of being, that harmony within you, and moving into that peace. So figuring out, okay, your tried and true action steps, and you know that the breathing helps. It like the last couple of the last few days have been abnormal to what your normal everyday life is. But if you step back and observe, a year ago, having the weekend like you did with those 5 days, you're so much calmer today than you would have been a year ago, this many days after that disruption of your routine.
You know, this is why it's good to have somebody who's known you a while. They can point that
You are so much calmer today than you were yesterday. I was concerned about you yesterday. I won't go to worry. I
out.
just, okay, I know the tension. You were feeling the tension. And I just, I'm sending you love to overcome that and holding you in that vision of the peacefulness that you're feeling today. I mean, your face is more relaxed, your body, you don't, I feel the energy, and the energy is not what it was yesterday. I felt bad
Oh,
about.
I think that chemical rush was happening, whatever it was.
I felt bad about not being able to give you better news about Eddie Weber. I thought, okay, this wasn't my fault. And it's all part of business, so it'll be okay. But holding that state of being, achieving it and then sustaining it. And learning the absolute best tools, having this arsenal of tools to use. Now, when you're more in your routine, do you get to meditate every day?
I have not taken the time. I did for a while, but I have not taken the time lately. Yeah, I guess I've been doing other things. You gave me the link to the 3 or 4 minute meditation, didn't you?
Put it on our pa on your page,
Right. Okay. I have
and on
not
the page.
downloaded that yet.
Okay, even if that's all you do,
Yeah, and that's certainly doable.
and full transparency, I have not been meditating as much as I know will benefit me. And I look back and go, okay, why haven't I done this? And it's because I haven't made it a priority. That's all it comes down to. I haven't made it a priority. I know that it will support me. I know that it will move me into that state of being. What's been exciting, because I've been really working at this, is achieving that and then feeling that whoosh of bliss throughout my day, even though I didn't write in my journal. But when I write in my journal, it's even more powerful. I'm seeing the difference. I actually experimented with that. Okay, I'm not going to journal today. Let's see what happens. Okay, well, I'm still feeling my energy and achieving it and sustaining it. Okay, but then when I write in the journal, I'm even more aware, even more aware. And that makes all the difference in the world at, okay, so I've got this beautiful little baseline. But I'd like to take it a little higher. And that what's amazing is when you can get to that state of being, you're just that consciousness energy, and there's no want. There's no separation from I don't have. And then when you put a thought out there of what you would like to experience, then it's like immediate. When I was in Colorado, I could place an order at Amazon and get it the same day. Doesn't look
Amazon
like load.
locker.
I could put in an order later, late at night, and it'd be there when I got up. Doesn't work that way here. But I've experienced that. So I know having that immediate experience is possible. And it just takes repetition and making scheduling. You and I are schedulers. Your military
Oh, I
background.
schedule it. I just don't always do it.
Well, and that's the other part of it. It's following through. If I can write it down in my day timer, I know they're not called day timers anymore, whatever this, my calendar, they're calendars now.
Daytimer's a brand. They still make it.
Yeah, I just went into always calling it a day timer. If it's written down there, oh, it's 11 o'clock, I'm doing XYZ, then I follow through. But if I don't write it down, oh, tomorrow I'm going to whatever it is. If I didn't make the effort personally, I have to write it down. I have to schedule it with myself.
Well, I'm leery of trying to add too many habits all at once. So I've kind of focused on like one thing and let that be routine, and then I add another. So, of course, I wasn't doing any exercise while Reverend Carrie was here, so got back on the bike last night, but it's not enough. I need to do upper body as well. So, get that going, and I've added more protein snacks. I'm trying to add little things, not everything at once. But yeah, that needs to be a higher priority, the self-care stuff. Hi, sweetheart. Do you want to come say hi? I think you should come say hi. I do. You want to hop up? See magic? Are you feeling all right, sweetheart? Can you hop up? Hop. Oh, good boy.
Oh
Oh.
my goodness, look at that boy. Maggie,
He
you're
had a they
missing
had
this.
baths yesterday, so I had a little bit of
Oh.
time to myself. They're
Are
so fluffy.
you, did you see William? You see him? It's probably just as well he doesn't. He saw the heron yesterday, and oh my God, life changed for all of us. Because I had to put
It
this,
was out, huh?
well, I had to put this blanket up here because his nails on the desk, he falls. And he hits his little knees on the desk because he gets out of control. I mean, he's 12 pounds of berserk when he sees the heron out there.
Still hurt your face? Still hurt your pretty face?
Hey, William.
Hi, sweetie.
Did they get a haircut too, or just a
Just a
bath?
bath. They had a haircut last time. But she let me have 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
And it's normally two for a bath and three for a groom. So that was lovely.
Oh, good.
I actually got back to my sewing machine and made a little pillowcase.
So, do you embroider too?
Not now. I did when I was a kid. I have an embroidery machine that I have never used, and that's the one I need. I mean, it has embroidery capability. That's the one I need to get rid of.
Okay. So, well, if you can incorporate the little less than 5 minute meditation, especially into something that you're going to be doing to help bring every, like even sitting down to your craft table to help take you into that higher state of being even before you sit down. And then, like even with your exercising, you can be focusing on, and if you're not having to pay attention to what they're showing you to do, if it's something that you just normally do, being able to move into that dress rehearsal of life feeling peaceful and sweet and calm, and everything's done, and you're just enjoying breathing while you're doing your exercise there, that's part of a meditative state. But bringing that meditative state into, well, Joe Dispenza calls it the walking meditations, where you're awake and you're aware, but bringing that beautiful energy back into everything that you do.
Reverend Carrie's a fan of Joe Dispenza.
Is she?
She went on a cruise for somebody else and he was there, and then she got hooked.
Oh wow. Me too. He's got a video with this guy named Steven. He's a his YouTube channel's Diary of a CEO. And
Oh, my.
it's an hour and a half interview that I must have listened to it 40 times. I'm listening to it over and over again, and I'm rewinding, and there's specific areas where I'm listening again and again, and it's been really good for me. It's crazy how you take things in, like when we first read the very Florence's books the very first time. And then every time you read it after that, you get more and more and more from it. And that video has been that same kind of way for me, taking it in at a deeper understanding. And it makes everything else so much more simple.
I have seen some of the Diary of a CEO guy's stuff. And you said it's 90 minutes long?
Yeah, I can send, I can put the link in our
That'd be great.
on the messenger. Let me make a note to that.
So that'd be a good thing to watch while I'm resting.
Yeah. And what I love, I found out where the transcripts are. How to access a transcript. What is so freaking cool, Gil, is that if you go to, they have the description. At the end of the description, it says more. If you click on more and then you scroll down, there'll be a link for transcript. And when you open the transcript, it'll be open on the side or below if you're on a tablet. But if you click on or you put your finger on or your mouse on a segment of it, it will move you back and forth to where they'll start talking there. You can do a search if you're like I open Sterling stuff and I'll search for Skinwalker, to see if he said anything about Skinwalker Ranch or about aliens or whatever. If I'm looking for Bigfoot, sometimes he talks about Bigfoot. Anyway, I really like that I'm able to do that. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So, what did you guys talk with the church, anybody at the church yesterday about A. Weber or?
I sent that email out. I was just checking to see if that wasn't stuck in drafts, and nobody's answered it, so I need to do something else about it. Man, I just really need to delegate this stuff.
So, did you decide on who you could delegate it to?
Well, eventually it's going to go to Grace. And Reverend Carrie's going to facilitate that.
So, she's the one who's going to be telling Grace about it.
Yeah, not me.
Oh, okay. Okay. And she'll be, but she, does she only talk to you guys when she's there, or does
No,
she?
she zooms and she emails and we talk on the phone.
Okay. Well, what's
Because
the
in the chain of command is that the administrator works for the minister, not the board.
Oh,
But in the
okay.
absence of the minister, then it's the board. Well, when she was the administrator and the board chair, she just did it, but now it's, now it's she's not on the board to make the decisions. She's the implementer. So, and Reverend Carrie's been really great about it. She does it so well, to make Grace feel important for what she's doing and not left out. Because
So,
she really wanted to go back on the board.
yeah. So, what's the delay in the delegation to Grace?
I don't think she's willing to do the research to figure it out. Now, I don't know. She might just thrive on that. But we don't have letterhead yet. It's like I have to do the lookup on where the delay on the laptop is because it's under my account. So nobody else can check it unless I mean, I guess I could give them my login and password. It's a clickable tracing number, tracker, but you have to log into Dell first before it'll take you to the tracker. Because it hasn't been shipped yet. So there's just all these. I think once I get a, do we want to do the AWeber or do we want to do it one at a time? Then I think it's not unreasonable because I asked Reverend Carrie and she said, yeah, that's Grace's role. That's something that falls under her responsibility. So, and I really want to dump the mailing list. We've gone back and forth about whether it's safe to email stuff, and the best thing to do is Dropbox, and she hasn't had a chance to check into that. And I've got to remind her again about we need event insurance. She was going to look into that last week, so I better see how that went.
You know, as far as the Dropbox is concerned, I think that Dropbox is, she set it up under Office at Van, the email for the office. I could go in there and get a new password for that and fix all that for you if you want.
Would you please?
Yeah. I should be able to do that since I can get into the email. I should be able to set up a new email address, or not email address, but a new password, and then figure out whatever needs to be done, because it was going to try to make you guys pay for it, and you guys don't need that, right? You just want the free
Right.
account.
It automatically gave us the 30 days free, which she understood eliminated the free account we had.
Okay. Okay. I should be able to do that. I mean, because I know what I would do for myself. And it would be just like that. I would just go in and take care of that, and then tell you what the new password is. And everybody knows how to use Dropbox, right?
Well, everybody knows how to retrieve things if they're given a link.
Okay. So that shouldn't be a problem. Okay. So, okay. And you
So
have.
if I could move like the mailing list there, that would be huge.
Okay, so maybe I could create a folder that says mailing list, and then send you the link for it. But you
And
could
a
also.
folder, and then we need a folder that's like agendas and minutes and now would we all just have the password to get into it, or would like the secretary have the folder for minutes and agenda?
It would depend on how you set it up. Like, for instance, if you had a main folder that was Unity and then these folders inside of it, whoever had access to Unity would then have access to all the folders that were inside of it. If we set up separate folders, like one for the mailing list and then one for agendas and ministries, is that what I wrote down? Minutes, agendas and minutes, then you'd have to have the link directly to each of those
Okay.
folders. And if you didn't have the link for it, you wouldn't be able to get into it.
Okay. So
Yeah.
if everything's under the Unity folder, we'd all get the link, the board and Reverend Carrie and Grace could all have the link into it.
But do you want separate folders for each one, and or do you want it all to be like under Unity?
Can we change it later?
Yeah, I would think so. You could just
Can you
create a.
have can you can have subfolders under that folder, and as long as we have access to the Unity folder, everybody can get into it, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking that you can have subfolders.
Okay.
We'll make sure that you can. Yeah, because, and then, but you could, you, I would give you and Grace. It's, you know, the email. So I would just give you the password so you could actually get into the account, the actual account. And then you could send people invites to per folder.
Okay.
So then that makes it easy.
Okay.
All right. I'll take care of that. Oh, and I was going to mention to you about the AWeber. If you wanted to have a mailing list of the members, and you said something about Ladies Club.
Well, eventually. I mean, I'm just trying to think of other lists that we might want to use if we had unlimited lists.
The board, a list of the board members. So then you could send an email to, one email goes to all the board members.
So far, our emails have been going through when we email the board, but that probably would be.
Well, and the other thing about what I love about AWeber is that when you send somebody an email, you can see whether they opened it or not. So that way, if you just want to make sure that everybody's getting it, you can go in and see if they've opened it or not.
The thing is, you have to log into the Unity of Vancouver account to send it. And then the back and forth.
It would be sent from AWeber. The email would have to, you'd have to log into AWeber and send it from there.
Okay, so it isn't, you don't necessarily log into the Unity of Vancouver account, you log into AWeber. Okay.
Right. And if somebody responds, then it goes to the Unity of Vancouver email account.
Okay. Well, it'd be great to have the list anyway. To have that capability.
And it could grow to any number of things as, you guys grow.
Yeah, the capabilities there. But anyway, I need to get Don's email address from Jan. Okay. See, I don't think one of the reasons I don't want to give this up is I don't think Grace is going to take the care of contacting people the way I do, but I shouldn't say that because she was working really well about getting somebody to come and visit. So I shouldn't assume that she wouldn't.
Well, do you probably have history of her going both ways, showing the care and then sometimes not? So that's where you're hesitant.
Because she has no concept of team playing.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Well, that's big. That's a decision. That's a warranted delay until you get it
But
to work.
once I get everybody on board, then she can certainly follow up in the future. It's just this first time around. And there's only a few. We could mail it, and that might be the easiest thing to do, except we don't have letterhead yet. Because I haven't followed up on that, so I could make I could it wouldn't take me but 2 minutes to put together a basic letterhead. I just didn't want to set the precedent.
Well, which is going to take you longer?
Calling, getting a hold of the person and finding out if we can change it would take longer than making the letterhead, to be honest.
Yeah, that's kind of what it comes down to is how much time do you want to spend?
Yeah.
Decisions, man. Hey, well, when we started here, you were pretty relaxed, and now we're getting all a little tense.
This pen is ready to throw out.
It might be a fun exercise to do to look at everything that you've done for the church in the last month, and in writing it all down, mark all those things off as
Yeah, I'm
complete.
supposed to be making a list for Reverend Carey of things so that I know what to delegate, but yeah.
But being able to mark them off,
Yeah.
you know, you and I are those kind the kinds of people that if we can mark it off, man, we have this sense of accomplishment.
It's the ta-da list.
Yeah, and I like those. I like those. I used to, God, I used to write down every little thing, all the little details, you know, so that I could be marking off a lot of stuff, you know, that I got all this completed. And it helped me to feel like I had actually made progress, you know. Otherwise, the list is, you know, it's this long and nothing's marked off because there's still details that have to be tended to.
Yeah, they're projects, not tasks.
Yeah.
It's
And
the
being able
tasks
to,
that you want to give yourself credit for.
yeah. So that just a thought when you have nothing else to do.
Well, that's another reason to try to bring some order into my desk. I still haven't found my my purse, my pocket calendar. I didn't have time to look for it yesterday.
Could it have fallen out in your car if it was in your purse?
It could have fallen out anywhere, in which case it's just lost, but I think it's on my desk.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, okay, so moving forward, download that little meditation from the page and you know, incorporate it as much as you can during the day. You know, because you could be washing dish, you know, cleaning up and turn it on. You know, that's a multitask, so you're not really focusing on it, but it's better than nothing. And
And
even
download to all my devices so that it's on the tablet downstairs.
Any place you're sitting that you could pull it up. And then the more you listen to it, then the more you don't have to have it. You can just move into that energy of it on your own because you know what to do. And you know what the music sounds like, and it's you start to elevate before you've even done anything just because of the thought, which pulls you out of anything that was less than love to start with. And you're doing great, Gail. You know, you're making such progress on being more aware of what you're feeling when you're feeling, and you're way more clear on what you really want to feel now. You know, building that
Yeah.
foundation of, oh, wow. Because there was a time that it was hard to even grasp those feelings.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, you've even been able to grasp those feelings sitting at your desk, where before their only real safe place was in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So you've done so well at moving things along and taking better control of your own power and your thoughts and your feelings and moving them out of that cycle of thought and feeling anxiety to that higher vibration of experiencing joy and happiness and bliss. And then we're just working more on sustaining it throughout the day. And then that's your new normal for all the time. And not just 2 hours out of your 15 or 18 hours that you're up. It is possible. Oh my
Baby
God,
steps.
if I can do it, you can do it for sure. Because you're way more disciplined than I am. Okay, so
Ooh.
we're gonna meet at the same time next week, I think.
No, next week I have a dentist appointment and we are going to meet at 12.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I see that. I see that. Madge, I had to look. Okay. Oh, I was going to ask you if you were going to do the full pay, could you Zelle that to me instead of using PayPal? Do you ever use Zelle? If you
I
don't,
have
it's no
not
big deal.
used Zelle.
Okay. It doesn't, if that's okay.
It's less of a surcharge, isn't it?
PayPal charges 3%. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. So on a full payment, it's like 20 something dollars, you know, and that's 2 weeks of food for Magic. So I was like, well, I could ask her, you know. But it's okay. PayPal's fine. I mean, that's what I use forever, so it's okay.
You don't use QuickBooks for invoices, do you? Because I can make a direct payment out of my bank with that.
Oh, no. But the Zelle is directly from the bank.
Okay.
Oh, I guess that's the other question is if you're using a card instead of your bank, then you wouldn't want a Zelle because that's directly out of the bank. Yeah. Do not put this on your plate. I see the
Okay.
wheels turning. You're trying to figure out, okay, how could I do that? Do not put that on your plate. You just make the payment whichever's easiest for you. I've had a couple of clients that have asked me if they could use Zelle instead of using the PayPal for like hosting and stuff. And I'm fine with that. It just saves me from the fee of whatever PayPal's charging. So, okay. All right. Awesome. Well, you have a lovely afternoon and be really gentle with yourself. You know, there's so much going on energetically outside of ourselves. So just keep that in mind when you start to feel that anxiety of any kind. And if you can, step back. You know, whatever you're doing, stop, take those deep breaths, and can whatever I'm doing right now be done later? You know, so. Okay, and if anything comes up, don't hesitate to reach out.
I won't. Thank
Okay,
you so
send you lots
much.
of love.
Oh,
Okay,
take good
honey.
care,
Right.
Kate.
You too, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye.